Brendan, thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You spend a lot of time writing about, you know, amazing adventures and beautiful places. One thing, though, some people might worry that adventure writers in general, especially when that goes on the internet, is going to make some of these places get too popular and be hurt by that. Does that ever make you hesitate when you write?
Yeah, I actually wrote a blog post a few months ago called Hate Crowds, You Are Crowds. And it was like kind of about a little bit about how Moab has changed itself in like the last, I guess I've been going there for about 12 years now. And I went with my mom last fall and was just reminiscing about the first time I ever did the Delicate Arch Trail was with, you know, 12 years ago. And there was no one there. And when we went just on it, it was actually almost about to rain. And I went out there with my mom and there were easily 100 people out there, you know, and you thought, oh, okay, well, I'm of differing opinions on that. Some depending on the day, you know, like I feel like there's a huge group of people going to the same Instagram places, you know, like, Lake Louise and Banff and Horseshoe Bend, you know, in Arizona, is that in Utah? Maybe it's Utah. You know, there's these five or six destinations that people are always going to. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. But I'm thinking about lately, like if I do post things on Instagram, maybe I'll just, you know, geotag them like, you know, the mall or Casa Bonita.
Yeah, New Jersey.
You know? Yeah. New Jersey, like whatever. And, you know, like people, it's maybe we should do a little more digging to find those things. But I feel like we're always going to be talking that way about media, you know, ever since the beginning of writing, you know, like we don't want magazines to write about that stuff. Now we don't want people on Instagram to write about that stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, the biggest problem is that there's more people getting into the outdoors, you know, whether that's a function of population increasing or just the outdoors becoming more popular. So I don't know. Well, hopefully we have more people fighting to save it, you know, at some point because of that. But it's tough when you get someplace and you're like, oh man, there's so many people here.
Yeah.
And also, I'm here. Whoops.
Yeah, so. It's sort of that weird kind of meta thing. Well, one of the things you write about is in your book that just came out, 60 Meters to Anywhere, you talk about your struggles with addiction, and that's what led you into the outdoors. What was that like to write about?
Oh, man. I started writing essays for it for a grad school class and creative nonfiction workshop, and you had to meet with the professor, Judy Blunt, at the beginning of the, you know, semester and talk about what are you going to write about this semester to workshop with the other students. And I said, well, I haven't really been up to much very interesting lately. I spent a week in jail last summer and 5 weeks in rehab. And she said, you should write about those things. Most people never get to go to those places. Like, yeah, they don't get to, do they? But it was this first inkling that I might be able to share that with people and it might be interesting. And then the more I did it, the more I thought, well, if I'm ever going to write one story that helps people, this is it. So, and I think we have, when you pitch a book to a publisher, you try to maximize the audience and you really start to realize how many people have addiction problems in America and then how many people are related to those people or whose lives have been affected by it. And it's a pretty big thing in America. And nowadays, you know, I haven't been sober for 15 years and, you know, like, yeah, I don't drink, but, and I don't do any drugs or anything like that. And there's addiction problems with everything. Like right now I'm like trying to tone down my coffee, you know, like, and that is incredible. Or your smartphone usage.
Yeah.
You know?
You've also talked about that on your blog. Kind of how people spend a lot of time on Facebook and social media in general. What's a way out of that?
Oh man, I have not really, you know, like I work for myself. So running my own business, running my own publicity or marketing or whatever, you got to spend some time on social media. And, you know, there's probably not one person who wouldn't admit they spend way too much time on it. You know, if you ever get one of those apps that tracks your phone usage, it's horrifying. You know, like I did it for a week and I was like, this is going to really depress me. You know, it was like how many times you pick the phone up and look at it. And the two solutions I've had is, you know, going out into the wilderness, you know, where you don't get a signal, or going on really long trail runs or runs, you know, like for 4 or 5 hours. And like, and I've thought at times, like I'm 4.5 hours into running. I'm really tired, you know. This is what I actually have to do to get away from my phone and my email. I mean, this is ridiculous, but at least I have that solution, you know? So I don't have any recommendations for anybody, but that's worked for me.
That's at least something. It's a good place to start.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody kind of has their own their own way of dealing with it, you know, turning your phone off or just who knows.
Yeah.
It's hard. You've also written a lot about the creative process. You wrote a book called Make It Till You Make It.
Yeah.
What are some of the myths and truths about creative work?
So that's just like this little book I put out to, I get a lot of emails, maybe one or two a week from somebody who says, you know, hey, if, you know, I'd love to pick your brain about getting started as a writer or a filmmaker or whatever they want to do, a creative thing, or I'd like to get coffee with you. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, at some point I got to stop sending one-off emails to everybody and saying, here's what I would do if I were you. And so I just wrote it all in a book and was like, here, just, this is $3 on Kindle, you know, take it. It's fine. You know, it's cheaper than buying me coffee, actually. I think the two biggest things in that people are missing when they are looking to start something creative is they want to give themselves permission to get started. And I hope the book does that. You know, it just says, just do it, man. Like, everybody starts somewhere. You know, you don't start by winning American Idol. You know, you start by learning the craft or whatever. And then, you know, there's permission. And the second thing is drive. You know, most everybody, you know, there's this myth of getting discovered or having like this outrageous amount of talent. And I think, you know, besides maybe 0.5% of people who are quote unquote talented, the rest of us who are creating for a living are just have tremendous drive, because that's what we want to do more than anything else. So between those 40, you know, items in that book, I hope that's what it establishes for people. Like, just get after it and start, you know, and you'll see where it goes from there.
In your own works, how much drive would you say it's taken for you to get where you are?
Oh, I mean, yeah. So this book, 60 Meters to Anywhere, some people, you know, ask at the book signings, like, how long did it take you to write this book? And I say, oh, just 13 years, you know, and it truly, I put the bulk of it out on paper in like 3 or 4 years, but it was a long time ago. So it's been through so many rewrites and blah, 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 and went through, you know, several editing cycles with the publisher. And you definitely do not want to think to yourself, how much did I make per hour doing this? You know, it's like, yeah, you could have made way more money. You know, my joke is I could have made more money as a sandwich artist working at Subway if I would have just picked up a part-time gig or driving for Uber nowadays.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, it's, you have to want to do it more than anything else. And you usually do, because it's not like somebody threw it on your desk and was like, get these reports to me by Tuesday afternoon, you know, and you're like, oh. You know, it's usually your story or a story you believe in. So you can pick up tremendous energy from that, you know, and like, do I really want to do it? So yeah, that's drive is huge, and I don't lack that, I guess. So
We're almost out of time here, but I have one more question. Is being an adventure writer and, you know, talking about going to these amazing places and writing about amazing things, is it really as glamorous as it looks when you read it?
I don't think so. I mean, you can make it look good on Instagram for sure. But, you know, I've done trips where I've just like basically lost money, you know, on the whole thing. When you're like, well, I spent this much money to get here, and then I spent 7 days doing this, and I spent, you know, and you break it down to per hour. You're like, oh, gosh, it's a good thing I really love this job, because that didn't make me any money.
Yeah, so why the hell do you do it?
I mean, like I tell my dad, it beats working, you know, like... And, you know, those things, like the big adventures you go on, they always turn out to be more, there are more things that sprout from them than just the original assignment or whatever. But yeah, I think any photographer, any filmmaker would tell you it's not glamorous at all, you know, but you can, you know, every once in a while you get a good photo and people are like, oh, your life looks so awesome. You're like, what are you talking about? Most of my life is sitting at my kitchen table, like answering emails. Like, you know, you're looking at like 3% of my life, which is the adventure part. And yeah, the rest of it looks really, really normal and sad, you know, like I run out of coffee too at the kitchen table, you know, so it's fun, you know. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it, but everybody says, you know, follow your bliss and do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm like, no way, man. I love like 30% of what I do, just like your job. You know, you probably love 30% and tolerate 70%. So, you know, that's the way it is, I think.
Brendan Leonard is an adventure writer and author and creator of the blog semirad.com. His most recent book is called 60 Meters to Anywhere. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Austin.